Hi, I'm Tam.
And I'm Eternally Mortal.
And this is the Hidden Egg Podcast, where we talk about vulnerability.
And stuff, and things.
And Medium.com. Well, articles on there, anyway. And you're listening to Season 5, Episode 7. Today's theme is religion, right?
Yes, it is. Today's theme is religion. We kind of had a political topic a little ways back. We should do all of the impolite talk about during a Thanksgiving dinner topics we can get to, you know?
Yeah. You know, at some point I'm probably going to start up a podcast just talking about religion, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, I can't wait to be a fan of your podcast, to be honest. It's going to be delightful. But yeah, I've been kind of struggling with whether or not I should get deep about what it is that I think about religion in this one, because I think I teased that I have a lot of thoughts about religion like a dozen times in the past. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that... Oh, look at that. I don't know.
We actually have at least one of our articles from that religion politics at the dinner table.
Oh, we do, don't we? That's true. And so, yeah, I wonder if I should talk about what I feel about religion during this episode. I'm sure some things will come up while we talk about stuff, but
maybe,
you know,
our shoutouts don't actually have to do with religion, so you don't have to make that decision just yet if you don't want to.
That's absolutely true. And you know what? We should go ahead and do our shoutouts first before we really start talking about it too deeply.
Yeah, probably. Did you want to do that now, or?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Okay. Sturge says, tell everyone what you think, no matter how controversial.
I will support the statement, though I don't know that I'll follow in its footsteps. We'll see.
So the first shout out is to Stephanie Morjan.
Morjan, who knows.
It's called Choosing Visibility. And I could be wrong, but I could have sworn that this was submitted to the Rainbow Road. I was thinking the Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
But now it's in Deep Sweet Valuable, so I'm not sure maybe if I just like had a fever dream about that or if it did happen and it got switched. I'm not sure. But regardless, it's still a really good article. She's talking about how she kind of just goes through her experiences of things. And I don't know, by the end, I was like, you know, I don't really go to Pride Fests or anything, but like, I feel like now more than ever it's important to be loud about it, because like other people, so sports fans, they get to be loud and proud about their stupid teams, whether or not they win or lose, every single year, and deface property every game. Why can't gay people have some loud, proud moments, too?
Yeah. And I didn't get a chance to, like, read it in depth, but as I was skimming through it, it was very vulnerable about the evolution of what this person's journey has been as a queer person, you know what I mean? And, like, where she's gone with it in various forms. And I thought it was really interesting to read about. And, like, you know, there's a little bit of the happiness for people having it easier to just be who they are nowadays, and the just weariness from the people that refuse to accept something that doesn't involve them at all.
Right. And one of the things that she like mentioned was, I don't have a problem with gays, but like, why do they have to put it in our faces or something like that? And it's just like, you know, heterosexual people kiss on the street all the time and nobody's saying anything to them about it.
Right. And
that's kind of the point.
It's not, most of the time people are complaining about that. It's like the tiniest bit of representation, you know,
right.
like an ad for skincare products that shows just still frames of models, and one of those models happens to have mastectomy scars and clearly is like a trans man, and it's on screen for a second, and they're like, why they gotta shove it in our face? And it's like, it wasn't shoved in your face. It was just,
why are you gonna be so sensitive?
It was one of a dozen that came through.
Who's the
Like,
snowflake? Anyway, we
yeah.
this isn't a gay article. I just or I mean episode.
Episode,
It
right.
is a gay article, but it's not a gay episode. I feel very strongly about this one. So go
Yeah,
read it.
check it
We'll
out.
move on to the next one.
Next.
The next one is by author D. Denise Dianatti. I hope I said that right. And it's called Free Artwork for Medium Users. And it's literally as it sounds. She has a bunch of different things, art images that she's made that she's giving to Medium users to use in their Medium articles only on Medium.com, not for general use. You just have to credit and tag her so that, because she wants to track who is using it and for what articles and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, oh, just scroll down and show some of the pictures. But you know what? Go to the article and check them out. There's so many, and they're very good. They're amazing pictures. And I don't, she wants them to be used on Medium and to be credited and everything like that. And I totally get that. So maybe
Like
don't show it because we're on YouTube and all that stuff.
anybody looking at the video, well, I can't really do much about that first picture, but if you see the scrolly wheel thing, like it's huge. There's a lot of pictures.
And
Yeah, the scrolly wheel.
there's positive messages, there's even the kind of like what I would consider like a negative, like antagonistic message towards some things. If you want to be a little antagonistic towards some things, there's political shit, there's gay shit, like it's really good all over the place. I love it. It's great. Check it out.
All right, so the next one is by Elena Tucker, and it's Cassandra in the Movie Theater Lobby. And this one was just hilarious to me. I believe it's humor, right? Like it says humor at the bottom, doesn't it?
Where's the I don't see any tags, honestly.
This wasn't serious. I mean, I think parts of it were serious.
Oh, I think it was a real event to a certain extent, that happened maybe. And now she feels a little justified in it, but it is written in a funny way. Like reading it is very relatable.
Yeah, like I'm not saying that I'm not saying that it was a satire. It's not satirical. But it has some humorous moments to it, and I enjoyed reading this article.
Such a moment to what the article's about.
I wish that she had used the first sentence as an actual subtitle because it's a great subtitle. I was there. I told my children when history was made. And that
Yeah,
really
it's
sets up the stage for it. No. I didn't see it as
definitely not.
satirical. It's not satirical.
You should Tam definitely said that we did not see it as satirical, so I think we're good there. So, yeah.
And then the last of the shout outs is to YouGood, who we just did an interview, yes, not yesterday. Why am I thinking yesterday? All my words are wrong. Last week.
Last week. Last episode was an interview with YouGood, and here is an article by YouGood, just released recently.
And it's called Reassessing My Foundation. And whoo boy, loved it. This was a powerful article.
As we talked about in the interview, YouGood is very, very good at vulnerable writing, talking about shit that some people don't even think about, much less talk about, and really getting in there and digging in and showing us how relatable we all are to each other. And it was very good.
She good.
She good. You
So
good
yeah,
because
so
she
that's our
good.
shout outs.
Yay! Hooray for
Yay.
the shout outs. And now, the time has come to talk about religion.
Now have you decided how you're going to approach this subject?
I'm really, the decision for me was really just whether I was going to let myself go on a soliloquy. And part of the consideration there is time. I don't know if we have the time for me to just say all my thoughts about religion, because I have a lot of them. a lot of
Yeah,
it.
I think we're probably going to need to do more than one religion episode in the grand scheme of things, but this is just one of those touch base moments. We'll probably need to like be more specific in the future.
Maybe, and these we find articles, and each article has its own specificity to a certain regard, so I'll probably go on a rant or two as we go through them, because I never remember what we're talking about until the moment we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember this one. This one I loved, resonated with so much, but I don't know if we're ready to move to the
Or
first article.
it's
Are we ready
fine.
to move on to
Are
the
we?
first article?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. Heck yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Mainstream religions can never work long term! Exclamation point. Here's why. By, is that Alina
Alina?
Pitt?
Alina Pitt, I believe.
Alina Pitt.
I don't remember, so I don't remember what this one was about. I didn't look over it before the episode.
Yeah,
I remember we liked it.
this is the one. Well, this is the one that I'm gonna spoil the ending. No, I can't spoil the ending. But the ending. No, I'm sorry. I was thinking of a different one. Damn it, I did it. That's okay. This is the one where it was like everybody's got their own spirituality. Like that's what the article is talking about, how we can have these designated religions that a whole bunch of people fall into and whatever, but it's always individualized. It's always subconscious. Every individual person believes about their religion differently than all the other people in the religion.
Was this the one that was like saying that they're all wrong?
No, I think we
Was that a
didn't.
different one?
I don't think we decided to. This one like ended with a whole like the world needs more acceptance sort of message at the end, and went through deeply about how like the author was touched by an Aztec god, a very specific Aztec
Right,
god,
right, 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 right.
and kind of just showing an example of how like it's okay for all of us to feel however we want to feel about the nature of reality and who our God is, and so on and so forth,
It's okay if you're not, it's
and
okay
to
if you
not be
are.
so. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I want to push with any message that I have. I understand that a lot of the individual religions believe that their religion is the only right way, and historically, for a long time, they've been told to go out and spread the message to convert people and everything like that. But maybe it's time to understand that all of the knowledge of the world is on the internet, as Ben likes to say, floating through the air around us. And so we can all individually find the information on all religions, and we can all make our own choices about it. So maybe recruitment is no longer what is necessary out of religion. Just maintain the religion and accept others for having their own. That's
Yeah,
what I think.
I think the thing I liked most about this is that this article is that it aligned with my belief that all religions are essentially saying the same thing at heart, and they're just different interpretations of the same truth.
Yeah. And some of those different interpretations go hard, but
I
it's really
wish
just
that they
go
were
ahead.
more self-aware. Like,
Yeah.
the religions themselves aren't very aware of them being interpretations, and they're not very respectful of each other as being different valid interpretations. Each one of them is very, mine is the real one. Yours is false.
Right, exactly. Especially the sibling religions. Like, they seem to get into it so much. Sorry.
Right. And it's like,
Is, is,
why? Like, they're the same
yeah.
source.
And I mean, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Those are the sibling religions from my perspective. So, yeah. And I don't discount, I'm sure that there's good aspects throughout all of them. I know that there's as good aspects from Christianity because I actually have a little bit of history with that. I have known some people that follow Judaism, and I've known one or two people that follow Islam, and they're all great people.
Yeah,
They're
I
all great
literally
people.
know people who are Jewish but aren't Jewish faith.
Right.
Like they were one of my friends was raised Jewish faith, but he's Jewish culturally and atheist spiritually.
Right.
So, I don't know a whole lot about Judaism, but I know it's part of the it's sort of like it's like Catholicism or Christianity light or prototype of it.
Prototype. It's got some interesting bits to it. I barely know anything. Most of the stuff I've learned is from like media. But I do
Well,
remember vividly. Sorry, go ahead.
the entire Old Testament is
Yeah.
the Jewish what is the Jewish
The
version?
Torah. The
The
Torah, I
Torah.
believe. Yeah. I do vividly remember the first time we hung out. Remember that month that we hung out? The first
Yes.
time? During that month when we talked about everything all the time, you telling me that you were thinking about trying to convert to Judaism. It was
Yeah.
part of the thing that you wanted to do.
I
And
wanted to know what it was like, but I never actually did.
no,
It just didn't
never got
call
around to
strongly enough.
it. Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't like this article says, like it's not super important what specific religion you're into. It's important what the message is underneath it.
Right. And part of the struggle is that a lot of those religions like have as their first commandment, no other god before me. And it's
Yeah.
like unfortunate that we've established our entire belief system centered around this concept that of jealousy. Because that's what that is.
Right. And if I'm being honest, I don't believe for a second that there is an all-powerful being that is so jealous that they would command us to not believe or to not worship any other god. I don't think that they would care.
No, and unfortunately, the way I believe is that the people that were trying to establish a series of moral boundaries for society to follow so that people would stop killing, stealing, and just having the strongest be the most powerful people, they felt like they had to write it in that way to make it to where, like, no, you have to do this so that way we can all get along. And
Right.
we just kind of took it too far.
Right. So
Oh
on
my
that note,
God, that's my favorite one so far, Sturge.
that is a good, and Sturge put a picture in the chat that says you cannot treat people like garbage and worship God at the same time.
Right?
People
Anyway.
can and do, but it shouldn't be allowed because that they are very, they're polar opposites.
Seems like it, to me, at least. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
I was just going to move on to the next article.
Yeah, we can move on to the next article. Thank you, Alina Pitt. It was a delightful read.
Okay, the next
And
one.
never mind. Go ahead.
The next one is by Religion and Politics at the Dinner Table, which I thought it was a pub, but nope, that's a part of that's a person,
That's
sort
an
of.
author, yeah.
And it's called Intelligent Design.
Yes.
And this one went places.
Yeah, it was a really good one because it kind of like, as you can see, intelligent design with a question mark and exploring the concept of a divine creator goes through kind of the obvious bits of like where everyone started with the whole there's a God and there was a conscious force that created our reality and everything within it, and started to kind of delve into some of the newer ideas about that as well, which I thought was really cool. You can jump in any time here, Tam, but I'm just going to keep talking if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
But like the newer ideas, like, maybe, like the great Stargate tells us, aliens just popped out here and intentionally seeded the planet with life to be able to, get this planet to start having life in the first place. Or maybe, aliens that are still here, or aliens that wanted a slave race or some crap. Or simulation, like it's the Matrix. I love the concept that because we're starting to create virtual reality and we're clearly on a line to be able to make an experience that is not real life seem very, very, very close to real life, that odds are that this is not a physical reality, but that this is a simulation.
Right. And I'll be honest with you, like I'm not usually like I don't know that people would call me a conspiracy theorist or anything, but the part about that alien possibility that I find interesting and laughable when people just automatically dismiss it by the fact that they don't, we would have known if there were aliens, blah, blah, blah. It's like if these aliens have been here for literally 35,000 years or more, guiding us since our species' inception, do you not think that their technology would still be farther along than ours? And that every bit of our technology that we advance, they're advancing whatever their crazy technology would be too, to the point that they could be overlapping us like a four-dimensional being in a way that we can't even really tell. Like there's so many things we don't know about science yet that we're just barely understanding through quantum physics. That if there was an alien race that did have any impact on our, hey, you goods here,
Yeah, you could. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
on our species, like we wouldn't know. They'd be so far advanced to be able to play peekaboo without us ever knowing they were there.
Right, exactly. Welcome in, you good. It's good to see you. I hope you're finding smiles, friend.
I'm not going to bank on that being, the way it is, but at the same time, I'm not going to say that it's impossible. That's naive. It's naive to believe that that's impossible. It's not possible for us to do to another civilization. That I will agree with. But I don't know what is and isn't possible because I don't know what this universe, I don't know all the secrets of the universe. And anybody who says they do are arrogant and naive.
We don't even know everything that there is to perceive of what's around us,
Right.
of our like daily life reality. We can only perceive little bits here and there, to be honest. And so like it I've seen it in some media where like aliens could be in the room, in every room with all of us at all times and just be imperceptible.
Right.
Like a
Kind of
spider
think
even.
kind of like on Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But So, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember if this article went into that quite as deep, but I do think that it's important for us to ask ourselves, like, are any of these technically impossible? Just because we can't do it, do we know for a fact that it is impossible for it to have been done? And I don't know that we've really ruled out most of the serious possibilities. Maybe the spaghetti monster, not so much.
Oh, that's actually my leading candidate so far. The flying spaghetti monster for life. But yeah, that's what I liked about this is that it was very exploratory, this article. Like it was thinking about shit, you know? And the final line, oh, by you good. Hope you have a good one. The final line is awesome, and I'm not gonna spoil it, but it really made me happy. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Just,
Yeah.
spoiler, go read it. It is funny.
It's great. Absolutely.
All right, so the last one was by, I'm gonna butcher this name. I'm so sorry. Gaurav Goyal, data scientist and speaker. And it is called Growing Up with Faith, a Guide for Today's Kids. Did you have something to
Yeah.
say?
I was just going to talk about it unless you had something you want to say
No,
first. This one is a poem. We don't often get an enormous amount of poems, but this is a 3-minute read poem. It's pretty long and pretty well stanzaed and pretty well rhymed as well. And while it does mention a couple of anecdotes or stories, possibly religious stories that I'm not familiar with, like it so captures the ideas of a kid learning to deal with the world and understanding what the world is and spirituality and everything, you know what I mean? I didn't re-skim this one, so hopefully I'm not speaking out of turn here.
No, yeah, his whole point is that like religion is about the stories and it teaches us all, whether we're young, old, whatever walk of life we live, there's something to find in it, and that we've kind of backed away from those stories in favor of newer stories of fantasies, of games and social media, and but there's still a lot of wealth of knowledge in those religious stories because they were trying to teach a lesson.
Yeah, And that was what I really liked about this article too, was that there was a little black mage dancing. Is that like this explains what people go to religion for. You know, like what people are searching for, and then that religion has created the answer to. You know, that's the thing that everybody is interpreting to create their religions. That's what people are trying to find camaraderie and safety and stuff from. So, I don't know. It was a delightful poem to read.
Yeah, it
And
made me feel really good after reading it. And I know that like religion tends to be kind of a negative topic. It is so easy to talk shit on religion. But I felt like this episode, like, I don't know, these things that we found they were all positive examples of what religion could be or what religion should be or how we can use religion, just a lot of the positive side of it. And this poem really like very very like it simplified that positive perspective.
okay, I'm sorry about this. It's an interruption, but Sturge, I gotta delete that one. That's very flashy. I'm
What?
sorry. It's just messing with me. I'm deleting the flashing
Ah.
cat emoji. Oh, it's already gone. Okay. That one, just a little too much. The upside down cross was fine. I was okay with that. Because I think I am gonna get into a soliloquy sometime here soon. But I did kind of lose the thread of what you were saying, Tam. Would you mind repeating like kind of the gist of the last bit?
Yeah, I was just saying that the poem it felt like it encapsulated what we were kind of going for in this episode with a more positive viewpoint of religion. Because it's so easy to be negative about it for
Yeah.
many reasons. I'm not saying that it's wrong to talk about those negative things, but in essence, I feel if you're going to have a religion or follow a religion, even if your religion is atheism, I feel like you should have some positivity to say about it.
Yes.
And I didn't want to pick and choose, you know, who our listen like what our listeners believed, so
Sure, absolutely. So I do want to go on a little bit of a soliloquy, if you're okay with that.
Yeah,
Are you
go
okay with that? Welcome back, you good? Good to see you. Wait, we have a thing for this. I don't know that you good can hear us, because you know sometimes stuff it doesn't happen, but
I'm so happy that you're here.
yay! Okay, so yay.
Yay.
That's for you too, Sturge, by the way. The reason why I really like this article, and I was really happy with our decision to put this one at the end, is because I am pretty anti-theist. Like, I have a lot of issues with how religion is presented to people and how people are using the ideas of religion to, you know, like morally fund being toxic. And it angers me a lot of times. Now I get myself riled up. I go look at, you know, hardcore evangelists teaching people that they are horrible and not to be trusted and deserve hell, but if you do what I say, if you do what I say, then you have the possibility of being able to live in eternity or in a positive eternity. And this poem was very helpful to me to remember. Not that I forget all the time. I tend to try to remember often, but this poem was very helpful in reminding me that like the reason for religion is for people to find each other and find community and, you know, kind of comfort each other, because we live in a very chaos-filled reality. We don't know the half of physics. We don't know a tenth of quantum physics. We barely know anything about the universe outside our world. And it's all big and terrifying if you let it get to you. But having community and coming up with ideas of why things might be the way they are, is helpful. It's comforting. It allows us to live a life in some cases.
Can I jump in for just a sec?
Please do.
So, sometimes I watch YouTube videos about like memes and stuff with Ghost. And one of the things we came across on one of the videos was this guy posting saying that he's like a professional researcher, that he researches gravity, right? And like his little like his comment, meme comment, I don't know exactly what it was, but it kind of rambled on and on and on, further like devolving into madness about the fact that we don't actually know what gravity is. He spends every day in and day out, trying to test gravity and understand all of the things that we can about gravity. And he's like, we just don't know. Like, you don't even understand. What the hell is gravity? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But go on and keep pretending like you know. So it's gravity, like it's a constant in our world. Like we have it all around us, and it's impacting our lives, and it impacts our science. And yet, on a fundamental level, we know that we don't really know what it is. If we can have that about gravity, just something as simple as gravity, what else is there that there's technically scientific holes in that we've just kind of ignored for the sake of making things work?
Right. Exactly. And there's still a very tiny subset of our enlightened society, I'm using that word a little sarcastically, that do not believe in gravity. So, we're still getting to the point where all of us can agree that there actually is, this is not round, there actually is a force that draws the stellar bodies together, because our interaction with gravity, it does define a whole lot. Like, things go down when you drop them and whatever. But like, when you look at the universe and how the movement of the planets and stars and galaxies go, like, that's fucking all gravity. Like, the most terrifying thing that we can imagine in this reality, a black hole, that is pure gravity. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think that's usually what throws the pin in it. That and the fact that if you take measurements of gravity around the world, they're different and they fluctuate from time to time.
It is a force that we cannot super. I don't think we can really measure it. We
We can
can
measure it.
guesstimate it. Okay, cool.
We can
So, yeah.
measure it. I'm sure that there's some aspect of it that maybe we don't measure it as completely as we. As is potentially possible in the fullness of time, but whoops. But yeah, we can measure it. It's just it fluctuates.
Right. Because there's probably other forces that we're not aware of at all.
Right.
It's like we didn't understand it so well, so much that we made it one of the fundamental forces on the planet that we're aware of in physics. There's like
Right.
four different forces that they talk about in physics, and gravity is one of them, and the weakest of them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think yeah, gravity is one of the weakest forces. But it throws a wrench in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is if we have problems with the science of gravity, I mean, there's got to be other tiny places in science that are actually much larger than we realize.
Right. And please remember, neither one of us are physics experts. All the things we said might have been completely disproven by science,
No.
especially if we're listening to this in the future.
And it's also very important that I mention neither one of us are ever going to say to completely ignore science.
Please.
Because I'm using science to say science says it doesn't know. I'm not using some woo-woo belief of something and saying no, science doesn't know, even though it's been able to completely and totally prove that it does know. Like, that's not the same thing here.
Good. Sturge got the message
Sturge got the
really well.
message.
Yeah, perfectly.
But yeah, I think there is definitely a place for religion still in the world. It's just, I don't know, man. I think people need to stop relying on us versus them.
It's like politics now is just find an enemy and make it all about defeating the enemy, and it's like we don't have to have an enemy. We don't. That's this thing I've been saying the whole time I've been on Medium as well, is like we can we just stop othering each other? Please?
I mean, there's reasons why we do that, but I feel like we need to find a way around
God is mad at us.
it. All right. Well, that's the religion topic.
That's our articles. That's our religion topic.
We
Do you have
barely
any?
started on it, but it's such a deep concept. Religion and spirituality in general. You didn't get offended nearly enough. You don't get offended.
It's not fair. But yeah, there's always going to be a lot to say about religion. There's a lot of things that I want to say about religion that I do feel like would be offensive in certain regards because the people that heavily rely on specifically Christianity around me, around the people I know, they do not. They're not able to consider the possibility of it being something different. They don't. They feel like I am leading them to eternal damnation if I try and talk to them that maybe something else is okay for someone else to believe.
Yeah, I think the
And
punishment aspect is probably one of the worst ones in
yeah.
religion. It's like, oh, if you
And
just
that's.
don't believe me, well, then you get to burn in hell forever.
And that's one of the things that I think did attract both of us to Judaism at one point or another, because if I understand it correctly, Judaism does not have a hell.
No. I don't know what happened. I guess you just fade out. You just stop existing if you don't get to go to heaven.
I'm not certain that they have a heaven, but I don't know.
I
I
don't
haven't
know.
looked into it.
I'm not 100% on that either. But one way or the other, the hell part's not there. And we know from psychology that the idea of punishment isn't, I mean, it's effective in some cases, like in a very acute sense, but over time, it loses efficacy.
Did I say those people? Did I say those people? I
I don't
probably
know.
said those people.
I don't remember.
Oh no. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I did get a little distracted there. My apologies, but
You might have, maybe you said, I don't think there's a hell for those, or I don't think there's a heaven for those people.
oh.
That might have been what you said.
Yeah, I don't think those people have a heaven. Maybe I said that.
Maybe.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, gaslighting mortal into thinking he made a racial.
Made a racial.
Still, you probably
What's wrong
shouldn't
with that?
those people, the people
Anyone?
in the Jewish faith either.
Well, yeah, specifically, but
We should
anyone
only those
really.
people, white people, stay in our lane, our wheelhouse, you know, because those people deserve
No problem.
it.
Anything else you want to talk about before we end up? Is there something you want to bring up? I can't remember
No,
if there was
just, you know,
final
thank you
thoughts.
both to Sturge and you good for being part of the live recording. Thank you guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
And you, dear listener, can be a part of the live action by joining our Discord through themonsteralley.com, which also has links to our articles, Spotify, and Substack. And special bonus, the Substack is the only place to get the fucking
Oh.
uncensored version.
You can also find us on medium.com or through themonsteralley.com. And I've been the accidental monster. Remember to follow yourself, always.